right now on VFN TV, slavery just south of the border of America and Venezuela? Is it coming to America? Is this America's future? Is that what God told us in a prophetic vision? Also, communism, socialism, and capitalism. Why don't they teach that in our schools anymore? And it's time for us to learn it, because every place that you find freedom in the world, you've always found capitalism. I'm not saying where you found capitalism if you found freedom, but you will not find freedom if you don't find capitalism. We have to find this out before we lose our freedom right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Terrifying storms, lasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is.
We've been infiltrated.
What do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate, to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county-by-county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracle signs and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about 1 million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto.
We've
dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness.
for not respecting the love of the law.
Per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolesetsky. Slavery just south of the border, the southern border of America. Who would ever thought you would heard that? But today it's being reported by CNN that the Venezuela government, who's under crisis that we've been talking about, and we'll be talking about the Hunger Games on our future program. Make sure you catch it, because it's socialism gone awry in Venezuela. But here they're talking about the government is forcing now, or beginning to tell their citizens, you're going to have to now work in servitude to the government and go and work in the farms. Has that day come? Is this what the Lord was talking about prophetically? Well, first let's go to Venezuela and see what CNN is saying about that in the report of Venezuela, and then see what God said about America. Let's take a look.
The decree was buried in a 48-page government publication. It comes directly from the desk of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The vaguely worded decree says the government of Venezuela can force both public and private sector employees to work in the country's fields for periods of at least 60 days. This work period can be extended, the decree says, if circumstances merit. Starting with the late president, the socialist Hugo Chavez, Venezuela nationalized many companies, foreign and domestic. Many of those companies have shut down or are no longer producing at the level they once did, which has created shortages of many products, including food staples. This business leader says President Maduro's decree is misguided. This is the closest thing to slavery we've had, he says. Amnesty International says the decree effectively amounts to forced labor and calls it unlawful. Some Venezuelan workers have been at odds with the government for years. They claim tight currency controls, restrictions on imports, and expropriations of companies have disrupted the labor market. Former employees of Polar Enterprises, one of the country's largest food and beverage producers, protested against the government for weeks after part of the company had to shut down for lack of raw materials. About 10,000 workers have been laid off due to the shutdown of Polar Enterprises' beer production facilities like this one. Those who have lost their jobs are not going quietly. They have been protesting on the streets, saying the government is not only affecting businesses, but also killing jobs. We just want to live in peace, working and producing for our country and our families, this protesting worker says. He may soon be producing for his country, not at the worksite of his choice, but at a government-run farm. Rafael Romo, CNN, Caracas.
A government-run farm. That should sound very familiar to Americans. The cotton market, the tobacco market, and with the history of American slavery. Now we're looking at Venezuela, who embraced socialism and not capitalism, even though they have the greatest reported oil reserves in the world. Here they are now starving. People are dying in the streets. People aren't being taken care of. And they're 100,000 a day are going across the border to be able to get food. And now they're talking about forcing their citizens to be in labor under the government. That's called slavery. We talked about that many times. And it's like, we have to begin to say, you know, is this our future? Is this where we're going? Or do we want to go back to the original intent of this nation, the original intent of where, you know, God's intent for this nation? And when you think about it, you think specifically about if we keep going where we're going, if we can stay on the road that we're on, they say, you're going to end up where you're going. We are headed to, as you heard the general talk and the congressman talk in the beginning of this program, to World War III. And we just, you know what happens with those type of things? They begin, and this is what was prophesied about by, his name will come to me in a moment, but in regards to World War III, that a draft is going to come. Jim Baker prophesied this. The Lord showed him in a prophetic dream that a draft is going to come, and they're going to force people, and normally they force the ages of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, maybe 25, around that area. They begin to draft citizens of America. Just the way they're drafting in Venezuela right now for working for the government, they will draft for war. Now imagine the worst case scenario where you have, you're not only fighting for the government, but you're working for the government. That's called servitude. Did you know that God gave us a prophetic dream? In this prophetic dream, I can't tell you every detail about it because it would totally shock you. But America was doing what we're supposed to do and doing things the right way, but America didn't realize what was going on behind the scenes. They didn't realize what was happening behind the scenes. Everybody doesn't play fair. So many Americans are gentlemen, if you would, and gentlewomen, that they just want to do things by the rules. Well, when evil comes around, there are no rules. And what God showed me was that America was playing by the rules and things were going to happen. And suddenly, when it looked like it was going to go the right way, something was going to come out, shift America. And we'll talk about his, Brian Carnes prophesied about this, that the elections will be rigged or something of that nature. We'll talk more specifically about it. But it's not going to go the way people think it's going to go. But what happens at the end of this is God's people, or the people of America, get hit with the butt of a gun in this prophetic vision. That means servitude. That means that, that America would be like Venezuela as they're moving into this place of servitude to be able to eat. Because socialism causes people not to want to work. We're going to talk more today. What is socialism? What is communism? What is capitalism? And who is America? And where does it come from? Today, you're going to have an understanding of what Friedman said. As a matter of fact, in the 60s, I don't know how much, we have to go to a break. When we come back from this break, you're going to see something being said in the 60s that Milton Friedman was talking about when somebody asked him the question and said, what about all these colonies and the colonization and slavery and this type of thing? He's going to bring some wisdom to what really happened in the world and how important freedom and capitalism is when they come together. Make sure you join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program
that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back, Steve.
Amazing days.
It is amazing. You know, that you hear people talking historical slavery, and it's like, this is like right now.
Yeah.
You're going to hear in our future program that people from Venezuela are going to Colombia and carrying their money to Colombia to buy food because there's no food in the socialism environment called Venezuela. And when they show up with a month's worth of wages, the people in Colombia are having to tell them that they can only buy 2 days' worth of food. Their entire month's wages only buys them 2 days' worth of food. And this is like right this moment. This is like right this moment. And now you're watching where the government's saying you're going to have to be a servant of the government. Nothing's for free. Mm-hmm. One particular man said that socialism and communism is a temptation for the human nature of men, our sinful part of us, where we want somebody else to do the work and somebody else to pay the bills and somebody else to do the job. And with that, you're looking at right this moment. And I remember when Chavez, who's dead now, but he got up and he went to shake the hand of President Barack Obama when he first got into office. And he got up, went across the room, and gave him his book. And little did he know that his life would be called from him during that time. He had no idea that his life would be called. And so here we are today talking about going into servitude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, it's like, but that's what God was talking about with us. It just, if, imagine this. Imagine our economy crashing, our dollar no longer having its value anymore. That's what's happened. Their particular money lost its value, and now an entire month's wages is only can only buy 2 days' worth of food, and they don't find this out till they fill their buggies up in Colombia in the shopping centers, and the people, the clerk has to tell them, your money's not worth what it was worth a month or so ago. It is just like the Weimar Republic that we talked about, that in the Weimar Republic, they had to, the money fell so quickly in value that if you got a job for so much money for a week and started on Monday, by the time you got your paycheck on Friday, it totally lost all of its value. They said, listen, I'll work for you, but you're going to have to pay me on Monday because I'm going to go buy the groceries now on Monday, because by Friday I won't be able to buy the groceries.
This can happen to every human being on the face of the earth. It's nothing new. Tyranny's been around. These type of governments have been around. The wrong mindset. And we're going to go and explore communism, capitalism, and socialism just based off of the free market and listening to Milton Friedman, who is reportedly one of the best known names for these type of things. But let's go back to the 60s. This is back when, you know, Saul Alinsky was on the streets and Hillary Clinton at that time was on the streets, and they're organizing with the Rules for Radicals, and they're protesting capitalism and saying it's bad. So here they are, they're confronting capitalism in this meeting with Milton Friedman. And see what he said here, because they're talking about colonization, they're talking about slavery, they're talking about historical profiting off of other people's wages. But let's go to that spot now. We're watching him talk.
The problem which a lot of us feel is, first, you did not mention in terms of the countries you were pinpointing, such barbarous countries as South Africa and Zimbabwe. And in terms of giving your appraisal of the riches that have been accumulated in the Western so-called democracies, capitalist democracies, I would like you to give us an honest evaluation of just how these countries got so rich so quick, and that direct relationship of that to the fact that there were slaves that worked free labor, and the wealth that was created in this society being a direct product of that relationship, and also of the colonial relationships of the Western European countries and the wealth which they bled out of the people in their colonial domain.
I will be glad to answer those questions. First of all, there's a sense in which every country in the world is capitalist. Soviet Union is capitalist. Every country in the world has large capital under control. And the real question is, of course, the organization whereby the capital is controlled. In the Soviet Union, it is controlled by the state or by officials of the state. In the second place, I have been talking for an hour. I would like to talk to you for 10 hours. In a full discussion, I would certainly agree with you that capitalism is not a sufficient condition for freedom. It's a necessary condition for freedom. I never said that wherever you had capitalism, you had freedom. I never said that. I never made that statement. I made the opposite statement. Wherever you had freedom, you had capitalism. Capitalism is a necessary condition for freedom, but not a sufficient condition for freedom. In addition, you need relatively broad access to capital and a relatively free market. Again, relatively. You need competition. I usually refer to it as competitive capitalism to distinguish it from certain kinds of systems which have been capitalist and have all of the bad qualities that you describe.
This is so important, because that's an honest man saying, listen, it's not perfect, but it's the best system there is. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is what he said. Let's repeat that again.
History suggests that capitalism is a necessary condition for political freedom. Clearly, it is not a sufficient condition.
That's very important to understand that it's not, nobody's saying that it's perfect, but you know, and no man is perfect, but there is a more perfect system. That's what they talk about in the Constitution, the preamble of the the U.S. Constitution talks about a more perfect union.
More perfect union.
Not a perfect union, but a more perfect union.
Yeah.
And capitalism has set more men free, has blessed more folks because of the prosperity, but yet you still have the men's sin nature in the context of that. This is one thing that we're not going to be able to have Friedman say, but we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. As he said, when he's in this particular discussion, as they were challenging, you know, America's freedom and, you know, where did the wealth come from and that type of thing. I mean, he explains it really well, but he said this, listen, wherever you find freedom, you'll find capitalism. And somebody immediately says, that's not true. And he says, no, I'm not saying where there's capitalism, there's freedom. What he says is, where there's no capitalism, there's no freedom. So when we give up, when you hear people on the streets protesting against the capitalism, and you know, the narrative is to come against the police, come against the way our government works in capitalism. We'll talk about what that means today, that they're coming against the actual idea of freedom. And God will turn you over to yourself as a nation if we don't repent. The answer is not politics, but we need to understand how we're being judged if we don't if we understand that we're about to go into servitude if we don't turn back to God. God's not going to just say, hey, I'm just going to back off, let you have the country, just do all the twisted things you want to do, darkness you want to do. And I mean, it's going to be significant consequences for America if we do that. And we've talked about that before, you know, July the 7th at like 4:37 in the morning, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence was awakened by the Lord, and God showed him the United States of America and the word Ichabod, which means God's pulling his hand, the glory's departed, God's leaving America, begin to appear over the United States. But then it never fully appeared, and then it starts to fade away. It's like, it looks like it's going to happen. In other words, we can go this way if we don't repent. And so we understand one way that judgment will come upon America is we will become more of a socialism or a socialistic government or communistic government, which means this: the government wants to replace God. When you hear big government, they're saying, listen, we need government to, that's where your rights come from, as some of our current leader said. Your rights come from government.
We'll take care of you.
We'll take care of you. And that's what the President Obama said. That's not true. Your rights come from God. And but you can be disciplined by being put under a tyrant. So I want to remind you one more thing that that Milton said, which I think is very, very important, because you're hearing people right now talk about, you know, that we just need equality for everyone. And why not? I mean, the Constitution talks about everybody needs equal rights. But when you put one above the other, when you put equality above freedom, you don't have any either. Mm-hmm. So people are using the sin nature of humanity, like God turning us over to, we talked about, is America under God's judgment? Three phases of judgment. Let's just take a look at the evidence and see what it is. We have that available for you for all of our VFN TV partners. It's right there. You can become a partner for any amount and see it. You need to see it before it closes in so we can repent. But he says, if you go, as a matter of fact, listen to what Milton said here, and we'll talk about it. It's so important, because if you're hearing people right now say, equality, 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 and you're already, nobody's even thinking, it already says it in the Constitution. We already have equality. The question is, do we want freedom? And when you left equality over freedom, you don't have either. Listen to what he said. A society that puts equality before freedom. You're seeing it right here. It's 2650 is the next one. Okay? A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a higher degree of both. But think about that. If we want freedom, we're going to have to put freedom first. Because when there's no freedom, you don't have freedom to be equal. Now you're actually a slave of the government, like Venezuela. I mean, this is what's going on. So you think about this, that you're the narrative, which means this. If, in fact, the people that want to run for the president of the United States, all of them, I don't care what party they're in, if they're saying they want big government, they're saying they want equality for everyone, and they're not even talking about freedom, guess what's going to be the cost? According to Milton Friedman, we're going to lose our freedom. We're not going to lose our freedom because of a political party or a bad candidate or something like that. We're going to lose our freedom because we turn our back on God. We go into a place of captivity when we turn our back on God. God's going, listen, this is the direction. This is what he says. He says, listen, I will warn you. I will tell you in advance, prophetically, of a storm that's coming your way so that storm can stop. So this is a warning. It's amazing how accurate, again and again, what God is saying to his people. He's letting us know before it happens so it doesn't have to happen. So Ichabod doesn't appear over the United States of America. And right now you're hearing constantly people are in the streets going, equality for you know, cockroaches, equality for dogs, equality for everything. It's like, yeah, I care about everything too. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution, it says everybody in America has equal rights, equal protection under the law. I mean, that's for everybody. Mm-hmm. So there is no, but if we put that over freedom, we won't have either one of them, according to Milton Friedman. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to find out what is this isms, communism, socialism, and capitalism, because there's a huge difference. They used to teach AVC, Americanism versus Communism, in high school. You had to actually take it before you can graduate.
They don't teach it anymore.
They don't teach it anymore. Why? Because of the progressive agenda that's gotten into the education system since Woodrow Wilson, thank you, Woodrow, that they wanted to be able to turn people back more to government.
Mm-hmm.
And Man, if you have not studied a presidency, studying Woodrow Wilson's presidency is very, very interesting because he gets into office. He's a good speaker at New Jersey, I think in New Jersey at a university there, Princeton maybe. And they spied him out. I mean, they just went and saw him. The students would give up and give him a big round of applause. They saw he was a great orator, you know. And they ran him for governor, and he made it. And they ran him for president, and he made it. But when he gets to the presidency, his wife mysteriously dies. A socialite in Washington ends up marrying him. And he just, you know, he's a love letter type person, right, writing love letters. They're like Pat writes to Tracy all the time, love, mushy love letter stuff. And all of a sudden, he gets depression. Depression hits him. Mm-hmm. He gets sick. And she doesn't let people see him. And she's the one that begins to sign all the policies and the
he's never seen before.
Never
seen again.
They didn't see him.
Yeah.
And so she was actually the president. She was the first female president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wild? And that's when this whole agenda began that we're seeing now in our future program. You got to catch it because right now, Satanist temples are wanting to put their clubs, Satan clubs, in the elementary schools across America. We can't talk about it now, but this is what's happening if we don't pay attention. And they're even quoting the city of Pensacola, where the city council, as you saw in our program, brought a Satanist in to be able to invoke Satan. Washington Post is talking about those two stories together, Pensacola. Look what you did. And so we got to begin to shift these things, you know, back to the original intent. But we're going to have this offer for you. You got to hear this offer, and we're going to continue to talk about it. And we're going to break it down so much. We're going to maybe even have a cartoon to explain the isms, because isms are so – it's a temptation to your flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Somebody comes up to you and says, listen, you'll never have to work again. You know, our vice president said, learn to play the guitar. Learn some music. Get a job. Work, right? But he's not saying that. And so and he says, get rid of your guns. All you need is a shotgun. Go out back and just fire a shot out the back, right? That's what he talked about. And so you're looking at they're pressing in on losing our freedom. But it's tempting when somebody says, you'll never have to work again. We'll provide all the food for you, and we'll take care of you, and we'll take care of your health care. We'll take care of your everything. And Margaret Thatcher said this. We're going to go to this offer for you. Is socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
You know, it's like living with your parents. That works until your parents say, you're going to have to get your own job, buy your own food, get your own car. I mean, you're 46 years old. It's time for you to progress in life a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Your parents and I are moving. You can have the house and the mortgage payment. We're going to blah, 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 Avenue. Our phone number is please don't call us. We'll talk to you in 10 years.
Right? Yeah.
That's what God's going to do to us if we don't wake up. But first, we have this offer for you. Listen, it is so important. Your partnership, standing with us at VFN TV on a monthly basis, praying, financially committing, and shopping with our sponsors. Mm-hmm. It's us together doing this for him, keeping the conversation light. Take a look. Today's offer 2010 for your partnership of any amount, is learning how to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what. A life of honor. Life has a tendency to throw us curveballs. When it seems things are going one way, they end up going another. When it comes to the Word of God, the Word God has spoken over us, the promises of God, it's important to learn how not to let these curveballs throw you off. In this message, you'll learn how important it is to notice the Lord working in your town. Honor him, God in that, the ministers in your town, and making a place for the Lord and his ministers in your heart and home. You will see the amazing goodness of God and how he returns in greater measure the blessing and the honor that you give him. And today, when so many people tied up in what's in it for me, we learn how to honor God and make room for him. He will take care of us in a greater way than we could ever imagine when we honor him. We'll also learn that if he said it, that settles it, and how to hold fast to the promises of God no matter what. In the natural, it may seem like it's over, but it's never over with God. Remember, Abraham, the father of faith, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. As children of faith, as believers, even us, against all odds, need to hold on to the promises of God and become everything God has set over us. Today's offer is offer 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what, a life of honor. To become a partner,
go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now, or write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida 32505, or call us at 844-408-3688. Today's offer is 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly, and we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
What religious rights are allowed in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a physician in an OBGYN's office in Missouri, and we have various fertility options that are available to patients. And my question is, do we have the right to set up guidelines in order to treat patients who are married and exclude those who may not be in married relationships or who may be lesbian or whatnot?
Well, you got to be really, really careful, because you've got a situation in that where you're denying services based on someone's sexual orientation. The law does not really allow for that. It depends. Private medical clinic, of course, can decide what the facilities and what it wants to offer to various people and what it doesn't, but you've got to be very careful, because there's state laws that deal with those kind of issues of state law discrimination.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Patients today is given by Stephen Olson from West Palm Beach, Florida. Stephen's a vice president of an insurance industry and is a wonderful leader. And he wants me to talk for a moment about patience and how that is involved in a leader's life. Because we think of a leader being out front, and we think of a leader as paving the way, and a leader as taking initiative. Now, how does patience work in a leadership realm? Well, this is very simple. What I discovered many years ago is that leaders never cross the finish line first. They just don't. And there's a reason for that. It's not because they're not fast. It's not because they couldn't win the race. They choose not to win the race alone. Did you hear what I say? They choose not to win the race alone. When they cross the finish line, they're going to have somebody with them. And if you have somebody with you, you have to wait on them. And that's where patience is a vital ingredient to a leader. Patience allows us to slow our pace so that when we cross the finish line, we're not the only one that is successful. We are helping others be successful also. What a tremendous quality of a leader. I would rather cross the finish line with someone and not be first than to be first and cross it alone. Because if you cross it alone, think about it, you have no one to celebrate your victory with.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to back to VFN TV. I was reading this book by... The title of it is The World is Flat. Today's names are just...
Thomas Friedman, I think.
Thomas Friedman, yes. It's just a stimulating economic study.
Pretty powerful book, though.
It is powerful. Yeah. And he talks about the economy. Just this thing's just, it's reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, China has this statement they say about America. And about, it's from, you know, for quite mm-hmm. some time. They've been around about other countries as well. Every fifth generation, in other words, you were born, and then you have kids, and your kids have kids.
Yep.
And then your kids' kids have kids.
Onto the fifth generation.
Copy of that. And that generation, they lose it.
Yep. They totally don't know how food got here. They actually think that burgers are grown at a McDonald's farm somewhere. They don't realize it actually said moo before they said Mick. You know what I'm saying? And they lose it. And we're in that generation now. Are we going to lose it? I think Milton Friedman had something to say about it. What did Milton say about that?
Those of us who have been so fortunate as to have been born in a free society tend to take freedom for granted and regard it as a natural state of mankind. It is not. It is a rare and precious thing. Most people throughout history, most people today, have lived in conditions of tyranny and misery, not of freedom and prosperity.
So you're looking at that, you know, tyranny is the normal thing.
Yeah.
Tyranny's sort of like teenagers in charge of the household. Tyranny's like, mom and dad put me in charge of you. You know, wash my shoes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's amazing that when you travel outside of America, you see how much of a miracle.
Well, I mean, I think about tyranny when you think about Iraq. You know, when there was a big coup in Iraq and all of a sudden this person who was running the coup called Saddam Hussein, he went into the parliament and he had the former leader who was against his coup stand up in parliament and begin to read names off one at a time to say which one was against his coup. And they read one name off. So you have all these people in parliament read that one name off and they say, like, you know, Steve Kalaszewski. And they would just stop and the guards would come in. They would grab Steve Kalaszewski. They'd pick him up in front of everybody and tote him off.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, next one, Isaiah Ramos. You know, it's just starting to, it's people that you know. Yeah. They begin to call all these names out and they take them one at a time. And people were like terrified going, he's going to read my name next.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to read my name next. And so they did that. Almost 50% of the parliament was called out. And so you're looking at the fear over, and this is worse, they said, than what Hitler did. We have this available for you on the VF and Torch. But then this is what he did. This is tyranny. This is what tyranny looks like. Then he says to the ones that remained who are like sweating and just like, oh, we love you, Sodom, and all this kind of stuff. And they said, well, great. He says, here's pistols. Gave them all guns and said, now go out there. And the ones that we called their names out, you go out and shoot them. And they killed half of parliament.
Yeah.
Half of parliament. This is, you know, the word devil means one who gets in between and divides. Have you ever had a deviled egg before? It's like takes an egg, you cut it, boil it, cut it in half, you take the middle part out, they beat it all to heck and back, right? They put it back in there and you have it cut in half. They called it a deviled egg because it got in between and split it in two. That's exactly what happened in Iraq. That's what happens when socialism and communism, that's what happened when Hitler came in and he was voted into office. And here you have socialism and communism. They were trying to bring capitalism into Germany. They had to pay back the debt that of the war that they caused. And next thing you know, their economy crashed like Venezuela, the Weimar Republic. The money was useless. And the same thing was going on. We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. But what happened? The Night of Long Knife. Suddenly, a political leader decided he wanted to go to the next level. And he blamed his political opposition, sort of like Saddam Hussein did, and had almost 100-plus folks killed in one night. They called it the Night of Long Knives, and he took over. It was crazy. We don't want tyranny. We want God. Listen, you cannot have government that's without tyranny, without God. You got to have God. That's why I said one nation under God. Yeah, there's issues with folks. We're sinful folks. I mean, you think about this. This is what Friedman said right here. He said, the problem of social organizations, which means all these different organizations that are out there, is how to set up an arrangement under which greed will do the least harm. And capitalism is that kind of system.
Mm.
I mean, you're never not going to have greed. I mean, who's really greedy when somebody's saying, I don't want to work. I want all your money. And I don't want to do nothing the rest of my life. That's more greedy than somebody saying, I want $1 million.
Yeah.
And so we have to begin to understand this. So there's a difference between communism, socialism, and capitalism. And America was founded, or literally originally around 1900, we began to really embrace capitalism. And if you look at the growth curve, and I don't have it for you, but imagine from here to the top of the studio, is the growth like this across the world, just a little bump. I mean, Solomon's wealth was about like, I don't know, get a camera through here where you can see this. So all of a sudden, Solomon's wealth was just kind of like on a graph. You had a graph like this, and this was time. It went like just Solomon, the richest man in the world, was like this. It was just small. But if you look right here, follow my hand, it goes all the way up to the ceiling since 1900s. Why? Because of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because of capitalism. Helped more people. It brought freedom to more people. And it's an amazing thing that this experiment called freedom may be over with. So let's just take a look. What did they used to tell everybody so that we wouldn't end up losing capitalism? It's isms, capitalism, socialism, and communism. Mm. And you're seeing this. I mean, you see free campuses today where they are saying you can say what you want to say, but you have to say it in this one little painted box on the concrete right here. Right? Free speech areas.
This is the Constitution-only zone. This is where you can exercise it.
Yes. Yeah. And I prophesied about this a long time ago, and people just stared at me. And it's difficult moving prophetically because, like, you're – they think, you know, this is what I said. This is what God is saying. He said, this is where it will happen if we don't turn back. And so, look, I want you to see this because this is exactly what was shown. This is where we're going. And you can see right now where the unions and the government stepping in and they're controlling everything. And but they first sell it like they sell the isms. You see this man going like, get your isms. It cures everything. It cures, medical care. It cures
higher pay.
I mean, every lie in the book. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
America is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners. And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines. The right to vote. And to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents... As your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor, management, politicians, phooey. They can't tell corn from oats.
Work!
It's only
right.
Hurry,
step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefit of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits. No strikes. Remember, you're the big boss. Government control. No worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops. Lower costs. Why, ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to ISM Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom and the freedom of my children and my children's children, in return for which, said ism promises to take care of me forever.
I will take two bottles.
Get out of the way.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
Hurry up,
don't
now,
bother to read it.
Let me.
Keep your shirts on, boys. You know, including my freedom. Freedom? Well, sign away my freedom. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise isn't perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Doakes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, he had an idea. And because he was free to dream his dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So... some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea. But that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway, and before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled laborer. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages bought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other six nation in the world. With only 7% of the Earth's we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Dr. Ism's formula to see what you'd get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead, try it.
I'll strike!
The state forbids strikes.
Wait till the union hears about this!
Ah, yes, the union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
Well, the farm vote will put a stop to this.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom, or everything is lost. Everything!
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives. And we know what to do about it.
And now, gentlemen, no violence, please. And don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles! Oh, no, no! No!
Working together to produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
It's so simple to see exactly that's how it works. The temptation was, remember, he says, it even brings you great weather. It'll take care of your medical. It's impossible. This is what's been said. I want to be able to pray because we need God's wisdom here and his favor to turn us. But it said, America had all the gold in the world right now. Just America. We could not live at the same lifestyle if all of a sudden the dollar was not worth anything. That's mm-hmm. the kind of lifestyle that we're living in America.
Oh.
And so we got to turn back to God, because communism and socialism is when men turn to government as God. They're thinking, listen, we just need a king like everybody else, the way Israel turned us and eventually got Saul.
Yeah.
Instead of to God, that we're rejecting God when we turn to government. God gives us what we ask for. John Paul Jackson prophesied, we're going to get what we ask for, but we're not going to like what we get. Well, now we can actually say, God, we don't want that. We want your original intent for this nation. I just want to pray right now. And I want to pray also for the people of Venezuela, for what's going on. Father God, we just call out right now to you. We ask you for protection over America, protection, Lord, over the people of Venezuela, Father God, that you would that they would turn to you and cry out to you, Lord God, and you would provide for their needs, Father God, and that we would learn the lesson of what's going on, that we wouldn't have to go into a time of tyranny and oppression and serving a government, Lord. We would serve you, for you are God, and above you, this is one nation under God, not one nation under a tyrannical leadership, Father God. But we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would begin to stir and turn the hearts and educate by your spirit the people of America, to not be divided from each other based on race or economic standing, but unite, e pluribus unum, in you, Father God. Lord, we just ask you, God, dear Lord, end abortion. Send revival, Lord God. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Today, we want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.